More. Yeah. Thanks a lot. You are the issue. Nate, what's going on in Sync Weekly this week?
Litfest. I think most of you.
Pat's been reading a lot lately. This
will
be right up his
alley. Yeah, Litfest. So I love it. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I was at the literary festival at the library a few years ago when 40 Minutes of Hell came out. Yes. Russ Bradbury was there, and we
good book. I read that just in the last year.
Darryl Brown was there, and we were part of a panel to discuss the book. So I've done my time at the Arkansas Literary Festival. I'm a veteran.
Where's this held?
Veteran.
Well, it's in multiple locations around Little Rock, North Little Rock. We've got the ultimate guide in here. It tells you some of the highlights to go to, where they are. I'm going to focus mostly on the sports stuff today with you guys because I think that's what
Okay, fair enough.
I think that's what most everybody's going to want to hear about. But you can check out Sync Weekly. Go to syncweekly.com, and you've got everything in there. We put several of the speakers, so not just the sports, but everything. But I wanted to go over a couple of the sports things. On Saturday, there's a discussion with an author who wrote a book about the Dallas Cowboys, the outrageous history of the biggest, loudest, most hated best-loved football team in America. It's at 10 o'clock at the main library's Darrah Center. There's been a lot of books written about the Cowboys, but I think they were America's team. Could be
they're not
maybe
still
considered America's team, but a lot of stuff written about the history, a lot of stuff to write about. That could be an interesting one. And then we did four Q&As, and the one I did was with Doug Wilson, and he wrote a book about Brooks Robinson, which I think is going to be really interesting. It's supposed to be in my hot little hands today or tomorrow so I can read it and review it on my blog. Doug Wilson's interesting because he's a lifelong baseball fan. He's an ophthalmologist in Columbus, Indiana. So he's got this practice, and he's got two grown sons. He decides, you know what, I love baseball, so I'm going to write a book. So he writes a book about Cincinnati Reds manager Fred Hutchinson, who died of cancer during the 1964 season. The book was he shopped it around. He got a small publisher to print it, and then that led to a Mark Friedrich book, which a lot of people know.
The Bird.
The Bird. Mm-hmm. I'm reading that book right now. Really interesting. So now his third offering is Brooks Robinson, and I think this is really going to kind of put him on the map. Robinson, probably the best third baseman ever. A lot of Orioles fans, a lot of Brooks Robinson fans around the country think it'll do well here in Little Rock. Yeah. He's going to be there speaking on Saturday afternoon. And so I did a Q&A with him. And I think what's interesting about it, obviously Brooks Robinson, people are interested about that here. But his story is good, too. You know, you're a 53-year-old doctor, and you just decide you want to start writing biographies about baseball players.
Yeah.
He's going to do Carlton Fisk next. So
I want to do that, too, but it's hard to make a living.
Yeah. And I talked to him, like, how do you balance this? And he said he just uses his time wisely. He said his kids are out of the house. And I think being a doctor, you are a little, you do have some free time there. But he said he does a lot of stuff in the early morning. And he said the longest part of the process is the research. He didn't spend any time with Brooks Robinson, just people around. And then Earl Weaver, the Orioles manager, died right before he talked to him. And then he died right
after
that.
That's a bummer.
So he did get Earl Weaver's take and some other Orioles players, but Robinson had been ailing a little bit, so he didn't spend any time with him.
Well, I'm looking forward to it.
We'll talk more about what's in Sync Weekly coming up. We got Michael Felder after the break.
You know what I like to do when I read my books?